USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It's a cold, nasty, often snowy day from the west to the Great Lakes. More than a quarter million are without power. That big snowstorm that moved on from California has now brought tornadoes to Oklahoma and Kansas. Correspondent Morgan Chesky's looking at some of the damage outside Norman.
This was a horse riding arena here on the farm that has been absolutely flattened, just scattered like matchsticks here. Trees knocked down as far as you can see.
And before anyone can recover from several feet of snow dumped on the Sierra Nevadas, another system's about to head on shore. That could bring more flooding rains to the Los Angeles basin and more feet of snow to the mountains. A new study says while there won't be more hurricanes, the ones we will have will be stronger. The First Street Foundation says the stronger storms are fueled by climate change and will threaten areas that historically have not experienced hurricane-force winds. Authorities around the USA are not happy to learn after the fact the toxic soil from the train crash outside East Palestine, Ohio, has ended up in their towns.
You can see it from my backyard, and it's literally in some people's backyard. So it's definitely a concern.
East Liverpool, Ohio Mayor Gregory Brickman, a judge in Texas, says it was only after waste had been in Texas for a week that they learned of it. The EPA has ordered Norfolk Southern to stop its shipments of hazardous waste from the site, pending a review of the railroad's procedures. More payroll trimming at Twitter, which reportedly fired another 50 people over the weekend. Since Elon Musk took over, Twitter's cut around 3,800 employees. Pending home sales are up. The National Association of Realtors' track of home deals between contract signing and closing rose by more than 8% from December to January, but they're still 24% lower than last year. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
First Willy Wonka, now James Bond. The estate of author Ian Fleming has been working with what are called sensitivity readers to flag language in the James Bond novels that is considered outdated and insensitive. The new versions of the Bond books will come out this spring, absent of what is now considered offensive material. Last week, the family of the late Roald Dahl announced it had trimmed and rewritten passages in books like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Matilda. Now the publisher says it will issue new versions in both the edited and original forms. Speaking of offensive, you may have heard that every newspaper around the USA has dropped Dilbert, the long-running comic strip about the absurdities of the modern office. This is what did it. This is Dilbert creator Scott Adams, alone, unprovoked, on his own podcast, with one slight edit, talking about a survey he found.
So if you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group. That's a hate group. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get away from black people.
The company that distributes Dilbert is cutting all ties with Adams. The syndicator put the comic strip in about 2,000 newspapers in 65 countries. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.